honor and privilege of being one of the pastors here, and I get to welcome all of you to this amazing concert that you're about to experience here this afternoon. We are proud to bring you John Rutter's Requiem, a piece that will inspire you with its beauty and with its underlying message of life, even in the face of death. We invite you to know what we do here at Royal Oak First United Methodist Church as we seek to make Christ's love visible through worship, service, and mission. And today, you get to be a part of something that does all three of those. Worship. We like to provide opportunities where beauty and pain and all the intimate things of life come together and make us get deeper in touch with who we are and who we were meant to be. This piece today is clearly going to do that for you. On your way out, you're going to get a chance to invest in mission, to make camperships possible for kids, to go to a summer camp this summer where they can learn to fall in love with this kind of music. And years later, can be presenting opportunities just like this. And finally, service. As much as fun as this one is going to be today, the concert I'm most excited for is going to happen next Sunday, where this group is going to go on the road to the finest of concert halls known as Woodward Hills Retirement Home. And this amazing performance that you're going to be seeing here today will be given away once again to our saints and our seniors who simply cannot get here today. So brothers and sisters, thank you for coming and helping us be in worship, mission, and service together. None of this would be possible without love and care and leadership of our own Caleb Williams. Caleb is the Director of Worship and Creative Arts here at Royal Oak First. He is Reverend Caleb Williams, a probationary deacon from the West Michigan Annual Conference, been on staff here at Royal Oak First since September of 2016. Caleb is a graduate of Western Michigan's Music College, as well as got a dual degree in sacred music and Master's of Divinity from Boston University. But all of that aside, I have never in my life met someone who is as musically diverse, as theologically deep, and as willing to risk the art and craft that God has given him for the glory of others. Brothers and sisters, this is his labor of love. This is his brainchild, and he has brought together all of these people who helped make that happen today. And I pinch myself at least once a week and say, man, how did I get so lucky for this point in my life to work with a friend and a colleague as talented and as gifted and as challenging as he is for the work that we are called to do. So without any further ado, would you please welcome our Director of Creative Arts and Worship, Pastor Caleb Williams.
Thank you. That's it. There we go. Before we get to hear a final piece from our wonderful new organist, Debbie Shaliga, I want to say thank you. Thank you to all the people and players that helped make something like this possible, because not every church has music like this. And it is a privilege, really, to come to a place that I had a few people after we performed this morning say, "That's great. How do you find all these people to make your orchestra? You know, you must be recruiting pros from all over." And while we have a couple to supplement, this is mostly people from this congregation and community. Which means that next year, it's you up here. So we'll have 200 up here and then 500 out there. It'll be great. I look forward to it. And in the meantime, thank you, and